It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, boy. This is a crazy story. It's not Throwback Thursday, but you would think it was because AJ McLean is opening up about the first time he used cocaine before a Backstreet Boys video shoot.
I can believe that.
They were filming The Call. Remember that song? Dun, dun. Remember the song, The Call?
Let me see if I can find it. Hold on, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Backstreet Boys about cheating. Well, AJ McLean is opening up now because we know he's an addict. He's talked about being a recovering addict. Although a friend of mine partied with him in South America, they ended up being at the same hotel. It's this weird story. So my friend ended up partying with AJ all night on the beach when AJ was out saying he was sober. This was like probably in like 10 years ago. So my friend was aware of the issue and knew he was still using.
Yes.
That AJ was claiming to the world he was clean, but my friend partied with him all night on a beach where AJ was drunk out of his mind. So anyway, so AJ talks about how obviously we're hoping he's cleaned up now, knock on wood, because that was a long time ago. But he said somebody offered him cocaine right before they shot the video.
Oh,
and it was a late night shoot. And he said he was freaking out, and he was sitting in the makeup chair like, I'm on this, I'm on that. And the makeup people were like, just shut up and stop telling people you're on drugs and pull it together. That was how it was dealt with.
Is he only talking about this? Is he the one on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
is that why this is coming out now? Because he's talking about
So he's been through it, but I don't want to say he's clean. I just had to tell that story about years ago where they were putting that out there and he wasn't.
Right.
Because my friend partied with him
all night. We would hope that by now, what, 20 some years later, that he would be
much better.
In a much better place.
Which is why he's telling these stories now. Yeah. Usually, if you're still using, you're not telling these types of stories.
Absolutely.
So let's hope he stays clean. And who knew if you knew the Backstreet Boys were on cocaine, when now looking at those videos, it changes everything, right?
That didn't surprise me, though.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. True, but you know what I'm saying.
Right? So maybe you can take something from this and use it heading into the dark winter ahead of us. It's 103.7 KISS FM, and it's a Mental Health Monday, which I love talking about really anything mental health.
Yep.
Have you ever had a little bout with seasonal affective disorder, Allie?
They thought I had seasonal depression for a minute, but I didn't, I guess.
Yeah.
But I know why it gets so depressing in the winter.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Days are much shorter. It's dark a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go outside and really do anything at all.
Yeah.
Because you're stuck inside. Mm-hmm. And now we've got the pandemic on top of everything. So who knows how things kind of keep trending as we move forward.
It's hard enough if you didn't get crazy this summer and live your life more. But I'm actually, because I'm worried about both sides. I'm worried about the sides that haven't been living their life like me, who are already losing it and need a break.
Yeah.
But then I'm also worried about the people that went back to living their life who are going to get kicked backwards.
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried about both sides snapping again.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, you know?
There are things that you can do. And I found this whole fascinating article on like different things that you can do to kind of stave off this seasonal affective disorder as it's coming up.
I hope people understand how lucky we were that we were going into summer.
Yes.
And we could go outside and do all these things.
Like, it was starting to warm up in March and April.
It was hopeful.
All right. Yes.
Yes. We could do outside stuff with our friends. This is great.
And now it's coming back to the end.
It's got to be inside. And what are you going to do?
So the first thing that they say to do, and this is from like scientists and doctors and psychologists, is to number one is to stock up on your outdoor time now. As much as you can now.
Yes, yes.
Like, bulk up on your outdoor time when you can, because now we're getting 40-degree days, 50-degree days, and you'll be begging for these in December and January.
True.
So take advantage of them now when you can actually go outside. There's not a foot of snow.
Yeah.
It's not all wet and slushy outside. So take advantage of like going out for walks, just sitting outside on the porch if you can, being outside as much as you can before it gets ungodly cold.
Yeah.
And you can't even breathe outside.
Right.
Did you know how bad it can get?
I know. You know, I hate winter, too.
Because sunlight is the big thing. Like, if you don't have sunlight, they've talked about light therapy as well. So if you get that depressed in the wintertime, maybe you've had seasonal affective disorder, talk to a doctor about light therapy that can
More vitamin D. I take vitamin D.
Same thing. Vitamin D comes from the sunlight. So if you can't get sunlight, replace it with vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Another great thing to do. Also, keeping your alcohol intake in check.
I know. That's rich in Wisconsin.
I know.
Jinx. Yeah, I know. Right. Keep your out. That's when people really get drunk.
I know. But that can totally, alcohol is a depressant.
It makes you more depressed later.
You
yeah.
add a depressant to a depressed person, that just makes things worse.
I was trying to explain this to a friend of mine who was struggling. I said, you're drinking every night. When you wake up, you're going to be more depressed. Yeah. I said, it makes you more depressed when you come off of it. It's a depressant. And my friend was like, what? I'm like, yeah, I need to stop assuming everybody knows these things.
If alcohol is a depressant.
Alcohol every night, and then you wake up and it creates more when you're sober. Yeah.
Then why does it make me happy?
Drugs
do that too.
It's
because it's masking all the bad feelings and making you feel happy. That's why it makes you happy.
And giving you more anxiety and depression later.
Alcohol makes you think that you're happy, but no, it's a depressant 100% by definition.
It's the come off that makes you depressed. Yeah.
The other thing we're talking about for Mental Health Monday, ways to kind of kick down seasonal affective disorder. And by the way, if you suffer from this and you have the other tips, something that worked for you, you can always call or text us. 414-799-1037. Managing your routines and maintaining your routines, keeping a schedule of some sort.
Oh, that's hard as hell this year.
Which is really hard.
Especially if you've lost a job or aren't working as much, like, and you just can't do anything about that. That's got to be really hard.
So they can do a good sleep schedule because you just want to sleep all day in the wintertime. And that's another thing that'll get to you.
In the winter?
You. Right?
Well, only the winter. In the winter?
Because it's so dark all the time. It's so dark. It gets so bad.
Yeah.
Mindfulness and meditation. Have you ever tried going into this realm of things?
Yes, but I'm a little too wound up for the mindfulness. Yeah. But I've done it.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like in practice, just to sit down and focus on your breathing for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my wife about this last night. She's never tried it before.
Oh, never even tried
She's
it?
Never tried it. No.
I didn't know that.
I was like, look, you can just sit alone by yourself, turn off your phone, set a timer on your phone
you
for 5 minutes, put the phone away, and just sit there and just breathe and focus on your breathing for 5 minutes. And it's like working
did
out with your brain.
It?
Yeah, she did.
And?
She's doing it all this week.
Good.
All this week.
Good.
And I was like, every morning, I want to report after your meditation.
They had a meditation session every time when I was in therapy. We had to go to this meditation session every day right after lunch when I went to therapy for 3 weeks. Yeah.
She was wondering when to do it. And she was like, I'll do it in the morning. First thing I go, now don't worry about everything you have to do. Don't start thinking about all the crap that's coming up in your day, things you haven't done from the night before.
It's best to meditate morning or night, or doesn't matter?
It doesn't really matter as long as you can clear your mind during that time, because the point of meditation is to just focus on one thing and shut off your brain, essentially, which is weird for people to think of.
Yeah, my therapist told me to get the shortest meditation video I could find, like minute, 2 minutes. She's like, if you have trouble staying, you know, sitting there, just do a really short one to start.
Like you would go to a gym and work out and get fit with your muscles, and this is meditating is like working out for your brain, essentially, is what it does.
What are you doing right now? I am at the gym for my mind.
I'm at the gym
so
with
my
brain.
What's up now, people?
The other thing they said to do to kind of stave off seasonal depression, just seasonal affective disorder, is to stay connected to people. Still do those FaceTime calls. Still do the Zoom calls.
Mm-hmm.
Still do those types of things to stay in touch, even virtually with people.
Ugh,
so the social isolation, I know it is. But
sometimes you're just like, ugh.
But it's still good to have that human connection because we've lost so much of it. A lot of people have. You're not talking to friends as much anymore.
You're stuck on social media.
You're not going out. Yeah.
And that's how you're connecting, which is not the healthiest.
Which is not real at all.
Not real, no.
And the other one was to get professional help if you need to. If it's getting to you that bad, don't be afraid to reach out to a professional, somebody that knows what they're talking about, a psychologist, a therapist, a counselor.
What's this on my schedule today? Oh, therapy.
Good for you. See, everybody can go to therapy. You don't have to be in crisis to go to therapy.
No.
You can go to therapy on a good day, but it's better to go and prepare for it now because we know it's coming, winter. These are the burr months, the months that suck.
Burr months.
Keep your mind in check. It's Mental Health Monday on 103.7 KISS FM. That's 103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Alley. 657, free Diet Coke for a year.
Tell me how to get
interested?
The goods.
Interested?
Am I interested?
Interested?
Free? Is my name Allie?
Free Diet Coke for a year? Well, I guess Friday was National Bosses Day, which I guess if you want to celebrate your boss, you can. But Diet Coke is talking about like the boss in your life, like who's owning life right now like a boss, who's handling the pandemic like a boss.
Oof, that's a good question.
Right? So you can nominate somebody through Diet Coke's website.
Okay.
And they'll pick one person, maybe you, to win Diet Coke.
It's not going
to
be me. It's going to be like a frontline worker. It's going to be somebody who's... literally covered in PPE all day. Oh, sorry.
With your negative attitude, it's never going to happen, bruh. I've already nominated you, bruh.
You did?
Yes.
I feel like I'd have to be real full of myself to nominate myself.
Well,
for this.
I nominated you. You can go nominate yourself if you want to. You win free Diet Coke for a whole year and a mini refrigerator to keep it chilled.
No
way. That's 365 cans of Diet Coke is what they'll send you for a whole year.
That's not a year's worth. That's 6 months worth.
That's 6 weeks worth.
365 cans. That is not a year's worth. Add three more. Multiply that times three, my friend.
That's where the problem comes in there. It's only 365 cans, and I don't feel like that would last you more than 6 weeks, honestly.
It wouldn't.
It would not at all.
Somebody needs to talk to them about serving sizes, okay?
Serving sizes are the worst thing ever. Yeah, but that's a Diet Coke's website, and I thought that you should know. I did nominate you for real.
Well, thank you. I would die if I won. I mean, I just wouldn't even, I would freak out, but I hope it goes to somebody more deserving.
I just want to see a pallet of Diet Coke roll up and see your jaw drop to the floor.
We could arrange that without me winning this.
Right? Probably could, yes. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, let me just close out that article about 90 Day Fiancé couples and are they still together?
Oh, thank God. Yes.
I got so knee deep.
My guess is the answer no, they're not still together.
Very few, but I got so, you know, when you click on an article on a Monday morning instead of doing your work, and next thing you know, I'm reading
Monday.
About every, okay, fine, every day of the week.
Thank you.
And next thing you know, I'm knee deep in every couple of 90 Day Fiancé and are they still together?
Yep.
Anyway, it's a great show. Moving on.
Yep.
So Home Improvement, let's talk about something serious because it is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
It is.
So Zachary Ty Bryan, he played the oldest son on Home Improvement.
Not Jonathan Taylor Thomas, not the cute one.
No, not the one that everybody actually remembers, but the oldest one, Zachary Ty Bryan. He got arrested over the weekend on suspicion of domestic violence. Apparently, according to his girlfriend, choked her, tried to take her phone, not let her call the police. Yeah, not good stuff. No. So he's charged with a lot of things right now. Assault, strangulation, a felony.
How old is that guy now? He's got to be like almost 40 now, I would think.
How old is he? I don't know.
Yeah,
because
he played
Brad.
Were
they kids when I was a kid?
That's
how I think about it, is like, were you a kid when I was a kid?
Probably.
His girlfriend's 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 39 now.
That's right. I did see 39. That he was 39 because I remember thinking, we're like the same age.
Yep.
All these kids we're all grown up now.
And where's Jonathan Taylor Thomas these days? Has he done anything? I remember I was so jealous of that kid back in the day because all the girls in high school had a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He was on Tiger Beat magazine and everything.
I was a little jealous. The girls all had a crush on.
I know.
Do you want to know why you shouldn't be jealous of him?
Why? What's he doing now?
No. Forget about that.
What?
It's something like he's only 5'6".
Oh, yeah.
So while you're picturing this big, handsome guy that all the girls chased, picture a guy that's really 5'6 on the playground. And now, how tall are you, Riggs?
I'm 5'11 and a half.
He's 5'6". Like, you're worried about. And by the way, Jonathan Taylor Thomas was on Last Man Standing for at least some episodes, so I'll give him that.
Oh, with Tim Allen.
Yeah,
right.
At least a few of them.
Okay.
But there you go.
Zachary Ty Bryan.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas did not get arrested, since we were just talking about him.
Zachary Ty Bryan.
The oldest son on Home Improvement. He's 39. His girlfriend's 27. He is obviously going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's not good.
Hey, everyone's going to get a chance to yell about road rage on the way next. Because what the hell happened to you on the way into work this morning?
I mean, you'd think that I would have been shaken by this person doing this to me this morning. It didn't even faze me because people are so crazy now.
It's 2020.
It's like no one's behavior surprises me anymore. I'll tell you about the road rage incident someone was trying to come for me this morning. It was crazy. I'll tell you about it next.
Commercial free hour starts next to you. Hold on.
Cuckoo. Hey, when I'm calling you cuckoo, you're cuckoo.
All right, I need to hear this.
I've seen it all.
Because I need to know what you did to elicit the anger from this person.
Of course.
Because there's something you would have to do to elicit this out of somebody.
You'd think on a Monday morning, you'd have to be really shocking someone to be angry on a Monday morning at, you know, 4 in the morning.
Right. By the way, this is a commercial-free hour. Yeah. We do them all day, every day on Kiss FM.
It took me a second to realize they were following me, but they were totally following me because they wanted me to know. It was that type of, no one else is on the road. Like, I'm following you on top of you because I'm mad right now. And it was like, like, I'm just trying to get to work and I don't give a damn what you're pissed off. That's the mood. That was my mood. It wasn't like I was like getting mad. They were mad. But I wanted to stop and get a Diet Coke. So I stopped at McDonald's and I got the Diet Coke and I was leaving to come to work.
Yeah.
And you know how like at a fast food place already, you can circle around the whole restaurant after you to go out the back way, which is what I did because I wouldn't have to go through some stoplights. It was a quick way out. So I came out of the drive-thru and there was a car like pulling in to McDonald's while I was coming around the building. Okay. And I guess they thought I was supposed to let them go and I thought I was supposed to go because I knew I was not trying to get in the drive-thru ahead of them. I wasn't trying to butt them. I was done.
You were done. You were just moving about your life. Yeah.
Going on. Go for the drive. Have fun. But they must have gotten so mad that I came around and didn't just let them go first for some reason. I'm telling you, it was that absurd. It wasn't like I almost wrecked into them or anything.
Yeah.
So I pulled around and they didn't go in the drive-thru. They got right on top of me and followed me out of the parking lot through another parking lot that I had to cut through to get so I wasn't with the stoplights. And I'm like, this car cannot be following me. They just pulled into McDonald's and now they're pulling out of McDonald's to follow me through a parking lot. This doesn't make any sense. On top of me, okay? Again, all I'm thinking about is getting to work. I don't have time. It's literally one of those I don't have time to fight with you today. Normally, I'm in for a good fight. Yeah. You know me. Today's not the day, my friend. I got things to do. So they, like, on top of me, follow me out, and I'm like, I'm turning to go a totally opposite way now. Are they going to just follow me for a mile? Because I'll let them. I don't give a damn. I'm going to work. And I pulled out, and as soon as I pulled out onto the road and went the opposite way away from McDonald's, they then turned, went all the way back around the block. I could see them and pulled back into McDonald's. I'm like, so you tailed me through the parking lot because you were mad. You thought I guess pulled in front of you, even though I wasn't going where you were going. But okay. And now I hope somebody else was in line in front of them by the time they circled back around. But it was the weirdest thing because they were like on top of me. And I was like, where are we going with this? You're just going to follow me?
Yeah.
Do you want to get out of the car and talk about it? What do you want? Like, people are losing it, dude. Dude, what is it you want to happen here? I don't know.
I don't know why you went to the point where they were angry with you. What if they were just following you to move? Who knows why they were following you?
They were following me because it made no sense. And then I saw them go right back to McDonald's down the road. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, you might need to talk to a doctor and get medicated because if you're snapping that easily where you're now following people, you could hurt someone. Is this worth it for you on a Monday morning? Are you this? Because I got things. That was my thing. I got things to worry about, not you. Get out of the way, dude.
And maybe that's what they're thinking, too. They were thinking the same thing about you.
But that's the thing.
You can't get inside their mind. You had wronged them. So they were trying to prove a point to you.
But
that's what people do in road rage situations.
What happened that I had so wronged them?
Nothing.
I got out of their way so they could go to the drive-thru. I mean, I don't even. It was a white SUV. So screw you, white SUV. Get some real problems, man.
Was it O.J. Simpson, maybe?
It could have been. I mean, I've never seen someone tail me like that through a whole parking lot with nobody else around. It was so obvious. Yeah. I'm like, people are on the verge of losing it, man.
People have lost it already.
I'm like, wow, dude.
Road rage has always been a problem. I've seen so many documentaries on road rage and why people get road rage.
People think they're so tough with a car, though. That's what blows my mind.
If you took them out of the car and put you in front of each other face to face, they wouldn't say anything. Nothing. Because they don't have the protection of their car around them anymore.
Right. So either like you have one of two things. You're going to get out and they're going to be like, or they're going to be crazy and shoot you.
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean? You don't know.
Geez. They were like, I wasn't following you. I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't following you. What you would have got from that person, probably.
I mean, we just had a road rage downtown and the guy got killed. So, like, let's not act like, I mean, I'm not getting out of the car to fight with people. I'm not that stupid.
Well, I know.
You're already kooky if you're doing this,
man.
I'm just saying,
you can't be terrified that somebody's going to shoot you all the time.
No, I'm not. But I'm also not going to get out and play with these people who are this nuts.
Why not? Keep a baseball bat in your car, dude.
That's where I want to go with it. I want to have a bat.
Why would I approach
someone with a weapon? Like, that doesn't, again.
Because they've wronged you.
No,
that's why.
This is crazy talk, man. Crazy talk.
Have you had
talk.
Something like this happen to you? 414-799-1037.
Road
people
rage.
Getting overly aggressive on the roads.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
following me through the parking lot. I don't even know what they wanted.
I've had someone cut me off before, and I'd follow them a little bit, but not to that
really?
Point. Yeah, of course.
Come on.
Of course.
Let it go.
It's the right of way. I had the right of way, you jerk.
Come on.
103.7 Kiss FM, road rage.
Mm-hmm.
It happened this morning at 5:30 this morning with
something,
Allie.
I don't know. I was getting tailed in a McDonald's parking lot, and then they realized I was going the other way, so they went back to McDonald's. I'm like, you people need to chill, dude.
Maybe I'm not that hungry. I'm going to follow this bee.
It was just so, like, get a life. Get some new problems. Nothing even happened. Nobody's hurt. Nobody's cars. Nobody even got... I don't understand.
People are irrational when they're in cars, man. They're very irrational.
So tough with your big car, aren't you?
It's like the people behind their keyboards that make fun of you online, that talk crap on the internet.
Same thing.
But
I don't
agree
with you to chase someone and then to get out and argue with them. I don't think people are safe anymore. I don't trust people. I think people are crazy. And I don't want to get out and have any confrontations with anyone.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what people are doing or carrying.
You can call or text us. Who's on the phone?
Heather is in South Milwaukee, and she got really shook up, she said, by something that happened to her on Friday, a road rage.
What
so
happened,
I'm dying
Heather?
To hear this.
What happened?
So my girlfriend and I, hi guys, first
hi.
Of all.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about angry people on a Monday morning.
Yes.
I know. Well, this was Friday about 5:30. My girlfriend and I, we were going to her family farm, okay? And I was going to her house. And on Rawson, there's this stop and go light, and it's not a two lane where it's not a two lane. You can only go straight or you can turn. That's it.
Okay.
Where at on Rawson?
Oh, it's by a BP gas station. It's like, it's the stoplight before Pennsylvania.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So I'm at this stoplight and all of a sudden it turns green and I start going in this gray, like silverish van comes around me and cuts me off. Like they almost hit me to the point where I slammed on my brakes and honked my horn. Like I laid on my horn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. These two guys in the back seat of the van are hanging out the window screaming profanity at me.
What?
Saying, "I will kill you. I'll shoot you." Like yelling at me. I'm terrified.
And you're like, I'm just trying to, you're like me today.
I'm just trying to
drive to work.
I just want a relaxing
screaming at me.
I just want a relaxing time at the farm with my girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm trying to play with cows and donkeys and here you are screaming at me. And so then they look like they're going straight. And so, like, I keep my distance. Well, then they swerve and they take a right on Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited because I had to also take a right on Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It gets worse, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
I wait a minute and I don't see them anymore. So then I take my right on Pennsylvania and I'm just cruising along, like, thinking to myself, what is happening? What just happened?
Like, why did this escalate so quickly? Which was essentially what I felt this morning. Like, how did we escalate this to this point? Like, what just happened? I'm so confused. These people are not right in their head, but go on.
Exactly. They cut me off. Like,
yeah.
And so then I'm driving and all of a sudden I look in my rearview mirror thinking I lost them. Nope. Here they come flying up on my butt of my car.
Like harassing you.
Yes. They go around me and they cut me off again and slam on their brake.
Heather, did you ever think to call the cops during this situation?
I was going
to
say at some point.
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say if something this aggressive is happening, I would 100% call the police.
I'm thank goodness, but I was about ready just to go to a cop station.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go to my girlfriend's house. I wasn't going to let them follow me.
No.
So they slammed on their brakes, and thank goodness I had enough time to swerve around them, and I kept my distance. And so this time we're on Pennsylvania, and you can either take a left onto 794 to get onto the Hone Bridge, or you can go straight.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I go straight. Well, they went straight, so I put my blinker on. And I was like, okay, I'm taking 794, I guess. And there was enough cars in front of me to keep my distance. All of a sudden, I see them put their blinker on, and I'm like, oh my God, they're not going
to
let them in.
Wow, they need to get a life.
And so then I'm turning and I'm constantly looking in my rearview mirror. Like, are they going to, did they whip a UE and are they coming up there? Like, because I will go to the police.
Well,
and I'm
like
yelling at my phone, like, Siri, write this number down. It didn't work, because I'm too much of a crime junkie for this. I'm not going out like this.
No. Heather, I don't want to read about you on the news.
Terrified.
No.
Yeah, I was terrified. I'm shaking just reliving this.
Yeah, you're like traumatized because you still don't know what the hell happened and why they were harassing you and screaming. Yeah. They need help.
And take comfort in the fact that you were in a much better place mentally than those people in that car. So you kept
you're
your composure
right.
And
you.
They were not. So
that's
true. You are much more calm and collected than they
are. He didn't say that to me, though, Heather. He said, what did you do to deserve this? I just want to state that for the record, that was what my reaction
you got a history of rubbing people the wrong way, Allie. You got a history.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ray. Riggs. What Riggs means is him. Him. That's who I rubbed the wrong way, but okay. Heather, I'm sorry you had to go through that. That is messed up. And now you're probably all paranoid driving everywhere.
I actually had to take that route to work this morning, and I kept looking around me. I'm like, are they going to come out of nowhere again?
Jeez.
Now you're terrified of gray vans everywhere.
Yes.
Well, psychos.
I was not expecting them to hang out the window screaming at me.
Mentally unstable humans.
A lot of them out there, and a lot of them not getting help.
No. Thanks for calling, Heather.
We got
drive safe.
Cherie and Racine.
Cherie
Racine.
Racine. Good morning, Cherie. What happened to you?
Good morning.
Morning.
So, the other, probably like 2 months ago, I get home from work, and I get out of the car, and my kids are outside playing. They're like, you're not... Dad got into it with some lady in our front yard, and I'm like, what?
What?
So I go inside, and my husband's like, oh, my God, today I'm driving home from work, and he's, you know, driving from South Milwaukee area. He went and picked my son up from daycare, and he says he pulls up in the car, and he gets out of the car, and he's getting Caden out, and all of a sudden, this lady pulls up behind him and gets out of the car and starts screaming at him. She followed him all the way from South Milwaukee.
What? To where?
He said he doesn't remember.
From South Milwaukee to Racine?
All the way to the north side of Racine.
Oh my God, that's like 40 minutes out of their way.
Yeah, he said he doesn't remember any...
Because he was driving his kid home and like minding his own business and somebody's following him?
Yeah, and he drives truck for a living, so he's very cautious with his driving.
Yeah.
But yeah, he goes literally, as soon as I realized she followed me all the way from South Milwaukee, he's like, hold up, wait a minute.
Right.
He's like, are you a psychopath? You followed me all the way from South Milwaukee to my house?
Yeah.
Did he talk to her?
He said by the time the conversation was done, she was like, realized how mental she was acting. He threatened to call the police. He was like, I'm getting the police on the phone right now. You followed. He kept saying, I kept saying to her, you followed me to my house?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insanity.
Like, you gotta be careful because people nowadays
are nuts.
You don't know what they have on them. Mm. If they're gonna get out and just start shooting.
That's what I was telling Riggs. He's like, get a bat. I'm like, I don't want to stop and pull over and talk to anyone who's tailgating me like that. That's stupid.
You don't
man.
Know who's got a concealed carry these days either. Who's got one of those?
I'm glad everyone's talking Riggs back off the ledge that he suggested earlier, dude.
What's that?
That you don't know what people have or what they're carrying and whether it's concealed carry or not.
Hey,
just because you have a gun doesn't mean it's registered.
I will go down with a fight,
and just because you have a gun doesn't mean you get to use it on somebody you chased for 20 miles. Like,
if
I don't
threatening
think so.
Me and my family,
get
I'll
the
use
hell
it
out
if
of
I
here
have
with
to.
That, man.
If you're threatening me, I'll use it. I will use it.
So I'm glad that this woman felt stupid in the end, though. It sounds like your husband talked her off the ledge. Like, are you nuts?
Maybe I'll take another 40-minute drive home and think about what I've done. Think about my
what
actions.
What is that?
I just thank God it was him home and not me, because
Mama Bear would have came out.
Two chicks.
Yes.
Up with my kids in the front yard.
Yeah.
It would have been like Donkey Kong.
Right, girl?
100%, man.
Amen.
Well, glad you're all right from that. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. The commercial-free hours roll on all day, every day. You're in the middle of one right now. When was the last time you were on TikTok? You still go to that thing
once
in a while?
It's been a minute. I was really deep in it during quarantine. I was getting into it because you just get stuck on it. It's so entertaining in their quick short videos.
Yeah. Have you seen the TikTok video that went viral this past month? The guy on the skateboard listening to that Fleetwood Mac song, Dreams?
I saw that this song went viral.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, but why? And so I finally saw the TikTok video. Yeah. I read about him before I saw it.
Yes. So
that his car broke down, right?
It's an Idaho potato. Farmer, his truck broke down, and all he had was his skateboard. So he rolls down the street on a skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
He's drinking Ocean Spray Cran raspberry juice from a bottle, like a full bottle of it, like a huge, like 30-ounce bottle of it, like a big one. And he's playing the song and singing along to it. So his video has been viewed like billions of times now, because it was not only on TikTok, but people were sharing it on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. It went everywhere.
Yeah.
So now this has changed the life of this Idaho potato farmer.
Well, because it's cool because the song, he's like cruising down like an exit ramp or something. It looks so cool the way he shot it. Yeah. I don't even know if he knew how cool it looked.
No, he didn't. He was just hanging
out. And then it became funny when he starts drinking the Ocean Spray.
Right.
I mean.
So Ocean Spray has capitalized on this. It's changed Ocean Spray's life because some guy just took over Ocean Spray. He's like a 90-year-old brand, and he was like, nice, people are drinking Ocean Spray again.
Okay.
This is great for them. They sent him, the guy in the video,
yeah,
the Idaho potato farmer, they sent him a new truck.
Okay,
and
I did see that.
And a crap ton of cranberry juice. So it's changed his life.
But that's it.
It's changed Ocean Spray's life.
They sent a truck, and they sent Ocean Spray.
Yeah.
And they're, like, making millions, yes, and their sales are up.
Their sales are up. And then Fleetwood Mac, their life has changed.
That's what I mean.
Because now their album's in the top 10, 43 mm-hmm. years after it came out. 43 years ago, Rumors came out by Fleetwood Mac.
Did you see our friend, though, posted about this, though?
Who?
How messed up this was. Nathan said...
What about him?
That it's so messed up that these companies are making millions of dollars off of this guy's viral video.
Yeah.
And that this guy got a truck and Ocean Spray. Like, let's actually change some lives for real here. Let's give this guy, like, a home and some land, because you're now making millions and you gave the guy 30 grand. Like, well, you see what I'm saying? It's like the classic, the top always wins.
Was he homeless? Was he homeless?
No, but why are they going to make millions and you're not going to, like, give him, you gave him a truck. Woo.
Because this capitalism.
This guy did all the work. It was a free, that's exactly what our friend said.
That's
it's a free advertisement. This
100%.
Guy did on his own and he got a truck,
yep,
which is nothing at the end of the day compared to the millions and millions of dollars that, you know, Ocean Spray and Fleetwood Mac are now getting for all the streams. That's where it becomes a joke.
Right.
And I actually understood what our friend said about that.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, so you're going, oh, he got a truck. And then you start thinking about it and you're like, wait.
But you got to hand it to Ocean Spray for capitalizing on that as well,
yeah,
saying, look, let's make some money off this too, because a lot of people are going to see that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to buy it now because of that guy.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they hire him as a brand ambassador. Put him in some commercials.
He's funny. I mean.
Put him in some commercials.
Yeah.
He's been everywhere.
I know. Right. It's a good video,
so
though.
So the next time your kid's on TikTok, know that someday they could get sponsored by Ocean Spray. Don't scold them. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial free hours.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, we talked about this when it happened last month, but she ended up deleting her whole Twitter account this weekend. Cardi B spoke out when she decided to divorce her husband Offset, and she said she was tired of arguing with him. And she said, I got tired of not seeing eye to eye. So, instead of letting it get to a point where he's cheating or they're breaking up, she just decided she wanted to leave. Even though they have a kid, they've been together for 4 years, they have a house, she said it just wasn't working anymore, and that was why. So then, they reconcile at her birthday party where they're spotted making out and this and that, and the internet went nuts. They were like, what are you guys doing? People started saying Offset had a girl pregnant, which doesn't appear to be true at this point, at least. And Cardi B just lost it. She said, I'm deleting it. She said, quote, a whole bunch of 15-year-olds telling me how to live my life like I'm mother bleeping Ariana Grande or something, like I came from Disney or something. That was her literal. And she's right. She said, I'm so tired of you because I've got to continuously explain myself. I didn't put my divorce out there. A bleeping court clerk put it out there.
Right.
And because people are making rumors up, oh, this guy is a girl pregnant, I have to address it. And now they're harassing my man on his Twitter. So she got so pissed, she deleted her Twitter account and went off and was like, why are y'all mad at Offset? If I want to work it out, I want to work it out. You know, like, I don't understand why you're screaming at him. So I don't know if they're going to stay together.
Everybody's got an opinion.
I don't know if they're going to get divorced. And like Cardi B, I just don't care enough to get that angry about it where I'd be on Twitter screaming at them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
why
the hell cares?
Why is it getting to her that bad?
Well, she even said, you know what's crazy? She goes, Offset is the least of my problems right now. People are coming at me and him. And she goes, this isn't even my biggest issue. She goes, I don't even have a manager right now. I have so many other issues I'm worried about that my relationship with my baby daddy's not one of them. So it's kind of like saying, you're all focused on this. I got bigger problems right now. And I get it. But it's funny how she says, I am not a Disney star.
Nope.
I don't owe you any explanations. Like, screw you. And neither do the Disney stars. Let's be real.
No.
Ariana Grande doesn't owe us an explanation either. You know?
No, for her relationship choices or anything.
Whatever.
But that's what you get when you're a celebrity. You put your life out there.
Yeah.
TMZ and everybody wants to know every move that you're making. Who you're dating. Why you're dating them. Are you breaking up?
Well,
are you back together?
And she's right, though. Why are they yelling at him? Why wouldn't they be yelling at her if they thought she was the dumb
one? Because they make it look like he's the one that cheated on her, so they're mad at him because he's wronged her.
We know he did in the past.
So, of course, they're going to jump on the guy.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that screwed up. And rightfully so, if he did screw up, if that was him.
This is like the road rage conversation. Who the hell cares? We have bigger issues
there
right
we go.
Now.
Right? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's always something little that ruins something so nice.
Oh, and I was so excited to put on these socks the other day. A big pair of warm winter socks, Riggs.
Oh, those are nice.
I was done with the little summer socks. I said, your feet are cold. Go get a good pair. And I did. And as soon as I put on the nice warm pair of winter socks, I stepped in like a puddle of water in my kitchen that was clearly from like a piece of ice that fell out.
Oh, it was cold too?
Oh, it was I went, oh, my new socks are ruined. This is like one of those stupid little things that just ruins the whole moment. It's 100%. Not the end of the world. I'll be fine. But I was so excited. The worst feeling when your sock gets wet in one little spot.
It's terrible because you had expected warmth from those socks.
I was ready.
You weren't expecting for them to absorb the cold water that was on the floor. That's disgusting.
It's all kinds of bad feelings like that, you know? Yeah.
That happened the one time that I wore white jeans for the first time.
Yeah.
I one time purchased white jeans thinking this will be a great idea. They were on sale. Why not? I'll see if I can pull this off. So I wore them.
A white dude in white jeans.
Yeah, 100%.
No go.
No, it worked. It worked. I felt great in them.
Then did?
Then I go out and I sit down at a restaurant. This was like last year, I think. Mm-hmm. Sat down, I got up, and the restaurant, the seat was all dirty that I didn't recognize.
No.
Just a little bit dirty enough that I had black all over my butt, so the jeans were ruined, and I could never get that out of it, because whatever was stained onto those pants now never came out. So maybe it was a sign that I shouldn't be wearing white pants as a white dude.
Yeah, white people don't look that great in
white.
That's
what it
was. Let's be real.
That's probably
even
what it was.
Even at their own weddings. I'm kidding.
You're not, though. You're not.
That's why white people wear off-white and ivory dresses.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Though, like, they're like, ooh, you don't want to go with the white.
That, and let's be honest, who's really a white virgin when they're married? Come on now. Who's really pure as the driven snow?
Nobody I've ever met,
right?
That's for sure.
So it's those little moments that get ruined by something small, just inconvenience your day.
A stupid little feeling like that.
Yes.
Like, you have clean socks on, you step in water. One little piece of the sock, ruined.
Dude, it happened to my neighbor this weekend. He was stupid, but he was raking his leaves on the windiest day I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Had a huge pile in his front yard, went inside, and I watched the entire pile of leaves get blown back into his yard as soon as it was done.
So he didn't even pick them up. He just put them in a pile.
He went into his garage to get the brown bag
them.
And I was like, Jim, why didn't you bring it out with you? Why didn't you bring the bag out with you, dude? Something small that ruins something so nice and so perfect. So what is your example of this? What did it happen to you? 414-799-1037. You can always call that number. Or you can text that number, too.
Maybe it's you cooking a recipe and you realize you have one thing missing.
Right.
Worst feeling in the world.
The worst. Onions.
What?
I gotta go get onions now, damn it. 103.7 Kiss FM. Everything was all set and ready to go. So perfect and nice. And it gets destroyed by one
something stupid. Somebody texted in to 414-799-1037 and said, stepping on a Lego.
Oh,
there's
dude.
A perfect example of the worst feeling that happens out of nowhere, unprepared.
That's terrible.
Ugh.
Good morning, Kiss FM. This is Nikki in Oak Creek.
Hello. Good morning.
Good
morning.
Hey.
What happened to you? What happened
to you? Last night, I get off work, and I'm tired, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have a nice glass of wine when I get home.
Yes.
I stop at my little neighborhood liquor store to go get my bottle of wine. I've been frequenting this place for 10 years.
Yeah.
I walk in, and I notice two gentlemen talking at the door, and they have their masks pull down around their chin.
Ooh, chin diapers, yeah.
That makes no sense.
So then I go inside the store. They're leaving, and I'm walking to find my wine, and then the owner, who I know, I've chatted with him for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've chatted about our families, so on and so forth. I notice he's not wearing a mask. And I stop, and I'm like, where's your mask?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I don't wear masks.
Okay.
And I'm like, so just basically F your customers. I said the word. Allie, you would have been so proud of me.
I am because I didn't even do that. I walked out of a business. I just turned around. I have never said anything.
You are stronger
than me, honey.
She's known this guy for a while.
I've known him for 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, he knows my 19-year-old grandson had COVID back in March.
Oh,
yeah. He was in ICU and intubated.
See, and you have dealt with it.
Yeah.
There's people that don't know anyone, so they live in La La Land.
Then he says, you know.
Well, you're breaking up.
He goes, "Well, of course you're going to have that, your that Democratic mindset." And I'm like, "What does this have to do with politics?"
Nothing. It has to do with science, but okay.
Yeah. So I ended up, we kind of debated back and forth for a minute, and then I thought, you know what? I'm not even going to do this. So I just started heading toward the door, and I said to him, I said, "You know, I'm on a Facebook group where we post where it's safe to go and where they're not practicing the mandate."
And if you want someone to have confidence in the economy, then just give people that are scared the confidence. That's what I don't get is
He told me, you know, "Well, you're lucky you live in the only country," he said, "you know, where we have freedom." And I said, "We are not the only country that has freedom." I don't think he's ever left his bar stool behind the counter.
Does he spell freedom? F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B? Is that how we spell freedom now?
Yes. Freedom. I just, you know, so I told him, I said, "You know, I said, I've been coming here for a long time, but I'm not coming here anymore. And I'm going to go post on this group that this isn't a safe place to come." He goes, "You go ahead and do that. Because guess what? You live somewhere where you have the freedom
to do that."
Yeah. No way.
So at the end of the day, I really want to know, did you get your booze or not?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, but there's some things you just, at that point, I needed my wine.
So you still bought it anyways.
I did, but I won't. I've been 10 years of business. After yesterday, he just lost it.
Nikki, Nikki, is that I've said this, is that the people that don't care are going out no matter what, whether they have a mask or not, right? Yeah. They're just living their life. Yeah. And then you have people who are more cautious like me or Nikki, who are more cautious to shop and put our money into places unless we feel a sense of safety.
Sure.
So I don't understand why people don't get the concept that making people feel safer, whether you think it is or not, is actually helping the economy. And people to put their money out and go back in. Like, I don't get where that concept gets lost.
Because in their mind, they don't see it's doing anything. They're like, "It doesn't affect me, so I'm not going to
know anyone." He said that. But the thing is, there have been big box stores that have opened up kitty corner from him that are much cheaper in prices, but I continue
to support his business.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I get it.
I was so upset and so appalled. Aww. So I had to go home and drink my wine, and I'm gonna admit my wine didn't taste as good because
open
of
up
all
the laptop.
That. So
open
he
up
ruined
the laptop.
My wine moment. But now you know what, this is a lesson. I work at Target. Yeah. I should have just bought my wine, even though they don't carry my wine.
There's other places to buy wine, dude. You're fine.
Yeah, they don't carry my particular brand that I want, but you know what? I'll switch brands. I'll just buy it at work.
Yeah.
There you go, Nikki.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm glad you got your wine on.
And thanks for remembering you're doing it for other people.
Wearing the
mask.
Exactly.
I think that gets lost on people, too.
You guys stay safe and healthy.
You too. Thanks, Nikki.
Goodbye.
Your son's okay.
Yep.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we watched him grow up on screen. Their show was on for years and years.
Home Improvement.
The oldest of the children, Zachary Ty Bryan.
Hey,
he was the
Brad.
Oldest.
Yeah,
yes.
Brad.
He was arrested over the weekend, suspicion of assault and strangulation against his girlfriend where he lives in Oregon. Now, even more prevalent because it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, though I just interviewed someone from the Women's Center last week, and that should be every month we discussed because it never stops, domestic violence.
Well, right.
But, we saw him grow up in the 90s. He's 39 now. His girlfriend's 27, and supposedly he was choking her during an argument. And then she called the cops, and she was found at a neighbor's house. So he's not doing too good, and that's bad.
Yes, and domestic violence calls have been up since the pandemic started because people are... Mm-hmm. They're in close quarters together a lot more.
And down as well as the other fear that they're not going to be able to get away from your abuser because if you are stuck inside or maybe you're working from home, people that are working from home who can't get away from their abuser and it's even worse. Yeah. Thinking about all those people right now.
Well, if all this is true and all this pans out, this is horrible.
He got arrested and now he'll face charges. But the oldest kid from Home Improvement, Zachary Ty Bryan, arrested for domestic violence.
Not JTT, not him.
No.
It's 103.7 KISS FM, 926 with Riggs and Allie. Mm-hmm. Halloween time, we normally talk about scary stuff.
Yeah.
Things that people are afraid of. Mm-hmm. And I should play some spooky music, shouldn't I?
If you want to.
Oh, damn it. That was the wrong button. That's 98 degrees.
Whoops. That was not. Well, that was scary depending on who you ask. But 98 that was
degrees.
Not what I thought you were going to play.
Oh, there we go. All right, yeah. All right. So, apparently since April, Allie, the fear of people has increased by 500%. People are afraid of people now.
Social anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because people are afraid of going out. People are afraid of going out, getting sick.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I am one of the most outgoing, talkative people, and I have more social anxiety than I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Ever. If I've ever even had it before. I don't even know.
Antropophobia is the name of that. Fear of people. Fear of going outside and getting sick from other people. That's different from going outside.
I'm not scared of getting sick. I'm scared of people and all their choices. That's what people freak me out,
We're scared of getting sick from their choices, though.
I'm scared of getting someone else sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I am. I think some people wear masks because of themselves, and some people wear them for other people, and some people wear them for both.
Well, they did this whole new study about what states are most afraid of. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin was not people.
Yeah.
Ours was spiders. People are most afraid of spiders in Wisconsin. That's their fear. The extreme fear in Wisconsin is of spiders.
That's my kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Like
Which
a
one?
Freak. Hudson. Like screaming.
Aren't they afraid of all bugs too?
No. Spiders are his thing, and then he will like start hitting his face like there's a spider on it. And I'm there's nothing on your face. But he's convinced there's like bugs crawling on him. I'm like, no, we just saw one and there's nothing on you.
Props to people from New York who are afraid of intimacy.
Is that the state of New York or all of America?
That's the whole state of New York.
All these people with commitment issues in relationships.
Yeah. Oregon said they're all afraid of the dark. That's their deep, dark fear in Oregon is the dark. Yeah.
That's been my other kid.
The dark.
Still sleeps with the light on. He's almost 9.
The state of California is afraid of social media. That's their biggest fear.
They should be.
Yeah.
We got some real issues we're learning with social media.
And kudos to states like Montana that are still afraid of clowns. Good old-fashioned clowns.
Now, that's the good old-fashioned scaredy cats.
Yes, that's what we need.
The
clowns. Those types of fears. North Dakota's afraid of holes. I don't know what kind of holes. Maybe A-holes.
Holes?
I'm not sure what kind of holes. But
holes.
They're afraid
of holes.
Like
they're going to get sucked into a hole in the earth?
I guess. Tripping in a hole, falling in one.
That's
I don't know.
That's a weird, weird fear.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. But everybody's fears are warranted, I guess, for whatever reason.
Jeez.
Why do you have them? They're kind of an anxiety disorder. But why are you afraid of something? What are you afraid of? Is it something ridiculous? 414-799-1037. You are allowed to call and text and tell us your irrational fear. Do you have any? Do you have any of yours?
Me?
Uh-huh. You?
Well, I don't think heights are an irrational fear. I don't think telling yourself you shouldn't jump off a building or out of a plane is not an irrational fear.
Well,
I think it's an okay fear.
Some of us enjoy jumping out of
airplanes.
I know,
and props to you, but I don't think, like, irrational to me is like a spider is going to get you. And I say that to my kids. I'm like, do you know how big you are to that spider? Like, imagine when you get scared of dinosaurs and things like that. That's the equivalent to a spider in you, man.
But it's all relative, too, because it needs someone like you to come in and say, look, you don't have to be afraid of the spider.
Yes.
Here's why. So I can go in and say, look, you don't have to be afraid of jumping out of an airplane.
It's not going to be the
Here's
same
why.
For me, Riggs.
Here's why.
Jumping out of a plane and a spider are not the same fears to me.
799-1037. You can call or you can text. What is your irrational fear?
Because a rational person wouldn't jump out of a plane, see?
I'm not a rational person then. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. What are your strange irrational fears? It has to be for some reason that you have it, but I think we all have some. Little ones here and there.
Yeah.
You just talked about me skydiving, Allie.
Yeah.
While I'm not afraid to do that, I am afraid if you put me on top of this building and I look down, I am afraid of those heights.
Yeah, that would be normal. That'd be a rational fear. You should have that. That was my point.
Right.
So
those
you're
heights.
Trying to put me jumping out of a plane in irrational fears is not. It's
but
irrational.
It's a different type of, to me, in my brain, it's a different type of height standing on a building versus sitting in an airplane.
That's funny.
That's just to me, though.
Yeah.
So, 414-799-1037. What is your irrational fear?
Mm-hmm. We got Jamie in Hartford on line one. What up, Jamie?
Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
What is your fear? What are you afraid of?
Okay. It's really bizarre, and I have two of them.
Okay.
Oh,
that's fine.
On.
Go ahead.
I can't touch styrofoam or cotton balls.
Okay.
Either one.
Okay. Where did it...
They give me the heebie-jeebies. I get my hairs curling up on my arms.
Is
I
it?
Can't even be in the same room if somebody has to, like, take something out of a box that has styrofoam.
Why?
Why?
I need to know why, though.
It's the sound.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the sound.
I think it's, like, a sensory issue. I think I have a sensory issue with those two things.
It's
the weirdest thing that people don't understand is I'm a nurse, so how do I get away with not touching cotton balls?
Right, because styrofoam, I get it. It's just annoying anyway. It shouldn't even exist at this point. I can't believe it does. But yeah, the cotton balls don't make any noise. It's just the texture with those.
It's a texture. I can't touch them. I can't see them. Like, it just...
Did something happen with cotton balls when you were younger?
That's what I'm saying.
Did something happen when you were younger?
I don't know. I mean, I had a bunch of earaches and stuff and ear infections and stuff when I was a kid. Maybe that was it, but...
Because I know people that have the fear of that sound. Like, I know, I think you, Allie, with aluminum foil. Doesn't the sound of aluminum foil...
Or like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
That kind of same...
I would put styrofoam in that category.
But I used foil to make bacon this weekend in the oven. So, like, I use foil all the time.
Right.
But any scraping on it?
You know what's terrible is like a fork on a plate. That's also just as bad. It's one of those fears.
That doesn't bug me, see?
Nope.
All right. They don't go together. See, it's... Yeah, and the cotton ball, that's a whole nother one.
Well, Jamie, that's all right.
Jamie, I think you should go to therapy and try to figure out where this stems from.
Dig deep. Dig deep. Or read some Sigmund Freud. See if he can figure it
Doc,
out.
Doc, I'm scared of styrofoam. What?
We'll stop ordering things in styrofoam packages. Is the packing peanuts, was those get to you as well, the packing peanuts? The styrofoam ones?
No, packing peanuts don't bother me.
Really?
No.
Huh. Those are made of styrofoam.
See what I mean? It doesn't...
Like a bottle of Tylenol or something, I can't take out the cotton ball.
But it's not an everyday fear. Like, people don't think like that. When you know it becomes irrational, you have to look at someone and go, you know, those thoughts you're having aren't like every day. But somebody texted in, they're terrified of birds.
Birds?
That it's an extreme fear, like beyond the phobia. They said the most anxiety imaginable. Yeah, thanks, Jamie.
Birds?
Yeah, they had said they had an experience when they were six with a neighbor's bird, and it scarred them for life.
Birds can get aggressive. Geese can get aggressive. Geese are terrifying. If you ask me, good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay, what's your strange irrational fear?
I'm with Jamie on the cotton ball thing.
Okay.
Cotton balls.
What's the cotton ball thing?
I don't know what it is, but like trying to get the little cotton ball out of like a pill bottle or whatever, it's just like I have to do fingertips or... It's just, I don't know if it's the texture, but then I used to be a 4K teacher, and we'd do projects with cotton balls.
Okay.
And I'd have to have the, I was an assistant teacher, so I'd have to, have the teacher do anything where he had to pull apart the cotton ball.
Interesting.
That's strange. The cotton ball's two in a row.
What's with the cotton balls?
Yeah.
So maybe it's not irrational. Maybe just liking cotton balls.
I guess.
And she's like, it is not irrational, this fear I have.
You know what?
I had to have another teacher do every project with cotton balls, but my fear is not irrational.
Fears are rational to the people that have the fears. They're rational to you for some reason.
I think therapists would draw lines in what are rational and rational.
But in her mind, that's what I'm saying. In her mind,
they're
irrational.
Sometimes you need a therapist to go, you know, this isn't like normal to have these thoughts that you're going to get in a car and wreck every 5 seconds. Like, those would be irrational. Fears, anxiety that you could manage with some help is my
point.
We're going
to put you in a room of cotton balls and give you some exposure therapy.
That'd be like the worst haunted house ever.
Sure. We're just going to put you in a haunted house with all these cotton balls. That's
it. A cotton ball room.
There we go. We can save all the money on the animatronics and the fake blood and just fill it with cotton balls.
You don't even got to pay people to scream.
No, that's it.
Nope.
Then at the end of the day, we can all use it to blot our makeup or whatever we need to do. Thanks for calling.
There you go. You have
that one. You too. 103.7 Kiss FM. What would you do if I told you that your phone is also your radio?
I'd be like, that's awesome.
Radio.com is the name of the app. You can download it for free in the App Store and listen to us anywhere. You can also tell your smart speaker, hey, play 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee. And Alexa,
she will.
Whoever it is, will do it.
Whatever the name is.
If you Google or whatever you have. You can always get our show on the Radio.com app. Listen on demand there or at 1037kissfm.com. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
What did I learn? We talked about mental health. We talked about seasonal depression.
Yeah.
We talked about irrational fears. I mean, I would say that I learned that, screw it, let's talk about road rage.
I was going to say, I learned this morning.
If we have road rage, it's my fault. Otherwise, it's nobody's fault.
Yes, that's what we learned. No, you got followed by some dude at a...
I don't even know if it was a dude or a woman.
Let's be honest. I think a dude would be more apt to do this.
I have no idea.
I think
anybody following anybody's a weirdo.
Right.
Quite frankly.
but it escalated quickly.
And I still don't even know what I did other than try to get out of their way, but they wanted to follow me through a parking lot and then across. I was like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, there's nobody around us and you're clearly mad, but I'm going to work because I got bigger problems than somebody in the McDonald's drive-thru getting in my way, damn it. Like, yeah. This is, with a road rage these days is a whole nother level. Like, yeah. Get a grip. Like, get I would a grip.
If you took the last sausage biscuit, then I would understand someone following you, because if they also wanted the sausage biscuit, I would want your sausage biscuit. That'd be the only...
And I'd be like, throw it out the window. I got other stuff to do. Right. Fine. Take the damn biscuit.
I got bigger problems.
Jeez.
I learned that people have irrational fears.
Yeah.
And cotton balls seem to be one of the popular things that people were afraid of. Cotton balls and styrofoam that people were afraid of.
That's interesting to me. I had no idea.
Ask and you shall receive. Irrational fears, you get them. Irrational fears. They make sense in your mind for some reason, but cotton balls? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You can always catch up with the show at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. Another commercial-free hour starts at noon on 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.